As we bring you coverage of Nebraska Lead Group 32's International Study Travel Seminar in Poland, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic, I'm Leslie Smith. We're joined by Tyson Schimmer, a member of Nebraska Lead Group 32 of Grand Island. And Tyson, as we look at this experience, I guess so far, what have you thought of traveling Slovakia, Poland, as well as now into the Czech Republic?
The amount of history that they have regained and rebuilt and held on to is just phenomenal to me. It's been a real large learning experience, and it's opened me up in cultural-wise like I never thought it would.
Yeah, through this experience, we've seen a lot, and so is this making an impact on you as a person and maybe into the future as a leader?
Yes, I believe it is making an impact. I think as a person myself, I'm going to try to hold on to those past historical datas and whatnot, so that way we learn from them, not just put them in a history book and put them away in a file somewhere. I'd like to, make sure that others understand what sacrifices people have made, along with, how they've already tried this, we don't need to try it again.
Through traveling these three countries, what do you think your favorite part of this experience has been?
So far, I have to say that it's been just touring, seeing the historical parts of their countryside, and knowing that how they have developed since the fall of communism, and mostly those agricultural areas, how they're not big on co-ops, but yet they're okay with working together.
We've been joined by Tyson Schimmer of Grand Island, a member of Nebraska Lead Group 32, on the International Study Travel Seminar in Slovakia, Poland, and now in the Czech Republic. For the Rural Radio Network, I'm Leslie Smith.